Midnight Movie Night.
This is Midnight Movie Night's quick pick for, September 19th, 2014, and the movie Tusk premieres today. Or, well, it opens. It premiered, 2 weeks ago? I just got back from the theater. It's about 1:15 a.m. I went to a 10:40 p.m. showing. Wow. What do I have to say about this movie? Well, it was based on a story that came about in Smodcast episode 259. There were many, many points of the story. It's very clear that Smodcast 259 was the source material. Some of the items that... some of it was actually used in the movie, and I want to keep this as spoiler free, so I'm not going to speak about which bits. I'm not even going to speak so much about the movie as a whole. If you want an idea of what the movie is about, just listen to Smodcast episode 259. In fact, I listened to it just before the movie started. I started it at just the right time, and continued listening all the way up until I was actually in the theater and the trailers for other movies were actually starting to play when Smodcast episode 259 finished. So I had it just very, very fresh in my mind, and I also want these, you know, amazing Bart's cookies that I had previously forgotten about. But oh, this movie, that the characters that came up with it, there were so many references to not just to the story in Smodcast 259, but to Smodco as a whole. And honestly, I really, really did love all of that, but I'm really conflicted about this movie, because the only way I can describe it is unnerving. There were some parts of the movie that it just didn't sit right with me. Kevin Smith really is the only person who can make this movie. And he went to some strange places with it. And when you see, you know, this isn't a spoiler, you know, it's something that Kevin Smith has been throwing out there. When you see the walrus suit, that's one of the most unnerving things I've ever seen in my life. But, you know, when you finally see him as the walrus, I didn't even know what to make of it. I still haven't even processed what I felt. Like I said, the only word I can really come up with right now is unnerving. But the performances of the actors in this, Michael Parks, oh my gosh. I told the story about how after seeing Red State at the Wiltern, I was leaving the parking garage, and just as I started to go, Michael Parks walked right in front of my car, you know, and if I had actually gone, I would have hit him, and that would have been a shame, because at least if I had actually harmed him or done anything, because wow. He let it all out in this performance, and where he took some of it was just, again, I keep coming back to the same word, unnerving. And then Guy Lapointe was flipping weird. He full on weirded me out. And there's plenty of oh, look at that. That was Ashley Green. I'm also looking at IMDb right now, and I was wondering who one particular person. Gosh, I don't even know if she had actual lines, but I was wondering who it was, and it's Ashley Green. How about that? And Ralph Garman, speaking of lines. Oh, I love his character of Frank Garman. Oh my gosh, the ringtones on the phones. It was the Al Pacino, you know, more margaritas. It's just, again, the references back to things from Smodcast. It's okay, I've been waiting for this feeling to actually finally set in, and I knew it would probably happen when I started talking about it. Okay, I really did love this movie. I can't wait for Yoga Hosers. Just because it was, I want to see more of this. This is something that grew out of a podcast, and it was a you know, who else is gonna make this? Let's do it. And it's hard to put into words, but this just brings me so much joy that it's actually out there now. This goofy idea that started, 15 months ago, has actually turned into a movie that, you know, and it's in theaters. It's in the theaters that I go to. I don't have to travel to some, you know, theater out in LA that I've never been to and you know, or at least had never been to before. And yes, there's an amazing history at this theater, but you know, I didn't have to go to something like the Wiltern to see it. I went to my normal theater, the theater that I prefer to go to, or at least one of the two that I prefer to go to. You know, and starting, in just a couple hours, it's going to be opening up at the other theater that I prefer to go to. All three of the local theaters, now to think about it, it's over at the Garden Walk, it's over at Century 25, and it's at the AMC 30 at the block. Yeah, it's actually got a decent release, and all of this grew out of an idea on a podcast, two friends having fun. That's freaking awesome. And you know what? They made a really, really unnerving movie out of it. You have to see it. Listen to Smodcast 259 before you go see it. That's really the best advice. And just in case, just in case, that is something that Will Wilkins has suggested prior. I don't remember if he saw the entire movie beforehand, but if you can find yourself actually listening to Smodcast 259 as it wraps up just before the movie starts. I have no idea how that timing actually worked out so beautifully, but if you can arrange for that, do it, because it will be fresh in your mind and you will actually have moments where you'll think to yourself, whoa, he actually did it. And you'll have those moments from the podcast fresh in your mind, you know, think of, and just some of the, like I said, no spoilers, way too soon to do that, but I love this movie. I really wasn't sure how I felt about it as I was walking back up to my apartment. I just kept thinking, this may have been the first Kevin Smith movie that I didn't like. I just really didn't know how to feel about it. Just, it's very, very difficult to put into words, but it's entertaining, and Kevin Smith really is the only person who could have made this. And that's really all I have to say about Tusk right now, because I can't say more without going into, or at least I'm afraid of saying more, because I'm afraid I'll get into spoilers, and I just don't want to do that. So, with that said, let's see, I did cite Will having previously said something, so now I can say, no Netheads content was plagiarized in the creation of this podcast.
Remember, remember the 5th of November.
Go away, Baton!